provide what we call positive freedom. And none of it is good or bad. When we talk about negative freedoms, these are the sort of democracies that are more interested in preventing state intervention in the media landscape. And so for these people, they err on the side of the media that, well, do not introduce any state intervention at all until a certain media house or organizations contravenes the rights of other people. For instance, they publish incendiary, indecent, defamatory things. The other democracies which provide for positive freedoms believe that, yes, you do have to provide the free space and the right, but then the state or certain structured organizations do have to intervene at a certain point to coordinate or to monitor the kind of thing that is there. So if you say who determines the content, it is not a straightforward thing, but we need to understand how the media functions, the structure of the media systems, in order to understand how this form of regulation works in different parts of the world. You know, I do understand the concerns of the...
The director of newspapers at the Graphic Communications Group, Yabuado Ebuafo, said what scares him about the law is that it can criminalize free speech.
We struggled to make sure that we repeal the criminal libel law so that somebody makes a speech that is inaccurate and that kind of thing, and they will not be treated as criminals. I see that in this new law, there's a possibility of somebody going to jail. And that exercises me a little.
Isn't it too early to actually determine this, because we don't know exactly the kind of content they are talking about coming out with?
Yeah, but that is also part of the problem, because we should know that, you know, my difficulty also is that, you know, as we speak now, there's no broadcasting law, you know, which might have defined in clear terms the parameters and the standards for which the instrument will have operationalized for implementation. So that also creates some difficulty, you know. During my time, we tried to transform the broadcasting standards into an instrument. And the constraints at the time was that because there was no parent act upon which the regulations will be subsequently developed, and we could not get approval for that. You know, so now the difficulty also is, I don't know whether the National Communications Act has been amended in part. That is why, the question of the possibility of closure of a facility has been vested in the National Media Commission. But as you said, maybe in this coming, we may have access to the full listing of the instrument and get to know what constitutes what. Then maybe, you know, but you see, this is a very delicate situation that we are talking about. You know, it's like the Central Kofi Anoma bed. You know, that Central Kofi bed thing that we talk about.
Yeah.
That if you pick it, it's trouble. If you leave it, you have left a delicacy. So what do you choose, you know? There might be some level of regulation in the media environment, particularly in terms of content, as to what...